Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Believing on Jesus as Lord. The names Lord, Jesus, Son of God, and the title Christ in the New Testament are those that are the most prominent in relation to believing on his name in salvific context, which is to say salvation context. Christ is a title, but is used as a clear and specific designation related to faith. So these designations have special significance and meaning related to the subject of faith. These four designations are closely related and often overlap. For example, to call on the name of the Lord, Romans 10:13, essentially corresponds to believing in the name of the Son of God, John 3:18. To believe that Jesus is the Christ is very closely related to believing in him as the Son of God, Mark 16:16, and also John 20:31. The name of Jesus is above every name and interrelated to the concept of Lord. Each of these titles is therefore interrelated to the concept of Christ's sovereign authority, which is recognized in saving faith. Let's talk about his title, Lord. The word Lord simply means master, but when used of the risen Lord, it always carries with it the idea of sovereign master or God master. Lord emphasizes authority and supremacy. In Acts 10:36, Peter, introducing Jesus to the Gentiles, said, "He is Lord of all." In Luke 7, when a Roman centurion sent asking for Jesus to heal his servant, he called Jesus Lord and explained why he thought Jesus did not need to come in person, saying, quote, "For I also am a man placed under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes." When Jesus heard this, he marveled and said, "I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." Luke 7, 6-9. Faith in this case recognized Christ's lordship authority. The word Lord carries with it the idea of being master, as seen in Colossians 4:1. The idea of owner, as seen in Romans 4:14. The idea of sovereign, as seen in Revelation 1:8. And the idea of deity, as seen in John 20, 28-31. When applied to Jesus, the designation Lord is a combination of all these concepts wrapped up in one. The word Lord, small L there, the word Lord was sometimes used as a polite address. For example, John 4:11. However, when it was directed toward the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, it always carried with it the concept of recognizing his sovereign authority. Lordship relates to having sovereign authority over circumstances, over life itself, over sickness, over the devil, over death, and over events in the day of the Lord. Jesus as Lord is shown to be the judge of all. Christ's lordship is recognized in salvation as seen in, one, the fact that the salvation message consistently includes lordship truth. Two, it was at the heart of John the Baptist's message as he preached, "Prepare the way of the Lord." Number three, it was at the heart of Christ's message as he proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord. Number four, New Testament baptism was in the name of the Lord. Number five, phraseology related to the name of the Lord commanded authority with believers. Number six, the constant use of our Lord. Number seven, the use of one Lord in emphasizing the unity of all believers. Number eight, the consistent use of call on the name of the Lord. Number nine, in saving faith, people believed in or on the Lord. Number 10, the gospel is referred to as the word of the Lord. Number 11, those who do the will of the Father are saved, and not those who merely say, Lord, Lord. Number 12, the wicked in refusing to recognize his lordship do not want the Lord to reign over them. Number 13, Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I am, you shall die in your sins." Number 14, Jesus claimed equality with God. Number 15, eternal life involves knowing the only true God in Jesus Christ. Number 16, recognizing Jesus as Lord and God is called believing by Jesus. Number 17, one must recognize Jesus as the Son of God, that is God, in order to be saved. 18, in salvation, Paul recognized Jesus as Lord. 19, upon conversion, Paul immediately proclaimed Jesus as the Son of God. 20, evangelistically, the early church preached Jesus as Lord. 21, Christ is clearly shown to be Lord of his own people. 22, the saved are slaves of Christ, which is clearly a master-owner concept. 23, Paul says the Colossians receive Christ Jesus the Lord, Colossians 2:6. 24, the Lord knows his, and Paul says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord abstain from wickedness. 25, salvation involves the knowledge and appropriation of the Lord and Savior. Number 26, salvation expresses itself in confession of Christ as Lord. 27, the reality of Lord and Savior go together. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Acts 16:31. Adrian Rogers correctly said, if he is not your Lord, he is not your Savior. Amen. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.